This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Lindsay Geary, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is L-I-N-D-S-A-Y. Last name is G-A-R-Y. The patient was seen by me on June 7, 2022, for an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I took the history directly from the patient as well as performed a physical examination, period. The patient is a 27-year-old female, height 5'8" tall, weight 155 pounds, period. The patient was involved in a motorcycle accident on or about October 11th, 2020, period. She was driving a motorcycle, and a car did not see the patient making a left turn from a stop, period. The patient had the right-of-way, period. The patient's motorcycle was struck and thrown to the ground, period. The patient landed on her abdomen, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she did collapse and was unable to initially walk, period. Her cycle was totaled, period. She had immediate pain in her left ankle, comma, left foot, comma, right wrist, comma, bilateral hips and thighs, with the right being greater than the left, comma, as well as road rash on the back of the left calf, period. New paragraph. In that first paragraph, please state that a doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. Despite treatment present day, the patient has permanency involving her left ankle, period. Besides pain, she is aware of diminished range of motion, period. The pain is daily and intermittent, period. It ranges in intensity from 2 to 9 out of 10, period. It is a burning, deep aching as well as throbbing, period. It is worse with weather changes, period. She was told that she had a fractured ankle and two pieces of hardware. Are inserted in her ankle, period. She does have swelling every day of her ankle, approximately greater than 20%, period. She is aware of disfiguring scars involving the left lateral ankle from the laceration of impact, period. She states that her right wrist still occasionally is painful, and it is weather-related, period. It is worse when she sleeps in a uncomfortable position, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day the ambulance took her to Community South. She was treated and released, period. She had x-rays as well as sutures in the laceration of her ankle, period. Her leg was splinted as well as her wrist. She was informed of the fractured ankle. Period. She was referred to Methodist Sports Medicine. She did see an orthopedic specialist and was told that the ankle would require surgery, period. Surgery was done on approximately October 17th, 2020, period. Two pieces of hardware were inserted as well as placed in a cast for a few weeks, period. She was referred to physical therapy at Methodist Sports Medicine, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has difficulty with running, comma, balance issues, comma, limping, comma, as well as losing range of motion in her left ankle, period. She has problems lifting patients, comma. It is painful walking distances, comma. Sports such as skiing and climbing are affected, period. Sleeping is affected, period. Yard work and housework are also affected, period. New paragraph, under prescription medications, denies other than over-the-counter for this accident, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicine such as ibuprofen as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history is unremarkable. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for tonsils and adenoids, as well as a mole removal, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals that the patient never injured her left ankle in the past, period. The patient never had a scar on her left ankle, period. She has never injured her right wrist in the past, period. She was never in a prior motorcycle accident, period. She was never in an automobile accident, period. The patient would never had a work injury in the past, period. The patient did fracture her right ankle as a child, age 11, period. There was no permanency, period. She did fracture her left elbow approximately age 5 with no permanency, period. New paragraph, under occupation, the patient is a bedside RN, period. She can work a full day, but with pain at the end of the shift, period. New paragraph, under allergies, no known allergies. I did review an extensive amount of medical records, some of the pertinent findings at IU Hospital Beltway Surgery, date October 19th, 2020. Post-op diagnosis is left bimalleolar ankle fracture. Number 2, left ankle crush injury. Procedure was open reduction and internal fixation of left bimalleolar ankle fracture, period. They state that she was involved in a motor vehicle accident approximately 1 week ago when she was struck riding a motorcycle by a vehicle, period. She had a crush injury to her left ankle and sustained a laceration over her lateral ankle, period. She was seen in the ED and underwent IND of this laceration and was found to have a displaced medial malleolar fracture, period. Given the significantly displaced nature of the medial malleolar fracture, I recommended open reduction in internal fixation, period. CAT scan demonstrated the comminution of the medial malleolar fracture, as well as a small non-displaced posterior malleolus fracture, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, the patient had an abnormal gait, period. The examination of the skin revealed a 5-centimeter surgical scar involving the left medial ankle, period. There is a 2.5-centimeter traumatic irregular scar involving the left lateral ankle, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Auscultation of heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft, period. Cervical, thoracic, and lumbar regions were normal, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. There was tenderness involving the left calf base, period. Examination of the ankle revealed 7% swelling of the left ankle, period. There was diminished range of the left ankle with diminished dorsiflexion, lacking 10 degrees of function, period. Plantar flexion was lacking 22 degrees of function, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the left ankle, period. There was diminished strength in the left ankle, period. There was popping and crepitance on range of motion of the left ankle, period. There was weakness of the left ankle, period. There was hypersensitivity to the left medial ankle, period. The patient was unbalanced on walking on her heels, period. The patient had pain on walking on her toes, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, left ankle trauma. Number two, displaced left bimalleolar fracture, comma, I'll say period. Number three, comminuted medial malleolar fracture. Number four, left ankle crush injury. Number five, disfiguring scars of the left ankle, period. Number six, resolved right wrist trauma. Number seven, resolved bilateral hip and thigh trauma. Next number, resolved road rash back of left calf, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident / motorcycle accident of October 11th, 2020, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the left ankle, referring you to Table 16-2, Class 2, page 503, the patient qualifies for a 22% lower extremity impairment on the left, period. This equates to a 9% whole body impairment utilizing Table 16-10, page 530, period. In reference to the skin scars, the patient qualifies for an additional 2% whole body impairment utilizing Table 8-2, page 166, period. When we combine these total whole body impairments, the patient has 11% whole body impairment as a result of the motorcycle accident of October 11th, 2020, period. Because of the severe injuries to the left ankle, the patient will be more vulnerable to arthritis in the left ankle as she ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need continued use of over-the-counter analgesics and anti-inflammatories at a monthly cost of $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will need an ankle brace at a cost of $100 that will need to be replaced every year, period. The patient can benefit by scar revision of her left lateral ankle and right ankle at an estimated cost of $100,000, period. The patient may very well need hardware removal at a later date of a surgical nature involving her left ankle as well, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.